Mission Mobilization Chats with Ryan Cho, Multiplying Mission Mobilization Movements. This podcast is powered by Global Mission Mobilization Initiative. Subscribe, watch, and listen on YouTube today. Find more exciting resources, teachings, and tools for mission mobilization on globalmmi.net.
Welcome to our 34th episode of Mission Mobilization Chats, where we look at cutting-edge issues surrounding the concept of mission mobilization across the body of Christ. And so in this episode, we want to consider a proven effective tool that is being used to help inspire local ministries all over in many different nations to begin moving in the direction of becoming what we call a Great Commission ministry. So let me say that again. We're going to look at a proven, effective tool that's being used to help inspire local ministries to get on this journey of their becoming what we call a Great Commission ministry. And all this means is a ministry, a local ministry that's emphasizing the Great Commission in the life of their fellowship. And so we call these a Great Commission ministry. Now, the tool that we're talking about, this proven effective tool that helps to inspire these local ministries to move in this direction of being a Great Commission ministry, we call this a Great Commission Seminar, all right? So the tool is called a Great Commission Seminar, and it's a strategic means of engaging local ministries with mission vision and enabling really this inspiration and instruction to happen with local ministries so that they're able to pursue this idea of becoming a Great Commission-oriented ministry. And so the Great Commission Seminar, it's a one-day seminar, so it's user-friendly. It doesn't take a lot of money to facilitate. It doesn't take a lot of it takes a little bit of planning, but not a lot of work, outside work, to actually facilitate this seminar. So it's a one-day seminar, and it answers many questions related to the Great Commission. This is why we're saying it's a proven effective tool to help inspire local ministries to move on this journey towards themselves being a Great Commission-oriented ministry or a Great Commission ministry. And so the seminar answers questions related to what is the Great Commission, related to why is the Great Commission important, related to where are the unreached people groups? Well, a lot of believers today don't know much about where they are. And then how? What are the strategies? What are the Holy Spirit inspired and biblical ways or means that God is bringing about the fulfillment of the Great Commission? So in this one-day seminar, we tackle these four specific issues, the what, the why, the where, and the how related to the Great Commission. Now, these seminars are meant for a whole ministry. Okay, they're not just meant for a specific kind of subgroup of people within that local ministry, maybe those that are already kind of leaning towards mission or have a little bit of understanding related to the Great Commission. No, it's not just for them. Okay, oftentimes we compartmentalize our churches or our ministries, right? And we say, well, this group is into this and this group is into this. So we'll have events for this group and that group and this group. And there's some reasons for that. There's some positive background of that. But with this one-day seminar, the Great Commission Seminar, we're saying, no, this is for the whole church. Okay, this is for every believer in a particular local ministry because it's been designed and kind of set up, created as a tool to envision every believer within a fellowship. We believe in the biblical principle that every believer has a role to play in the Great Commission. So if you just kind of focus on a specific group and keep reinforcing the Great Commission vision with them. Yes, we want to do that, of course. But then we miss out on all the others and impacting them and influencing them and inspiring them related to their roles that God has given to them to function in the Great Commission. So the Great Commission seminar then is meant for all believers in a local community. So it's meant to be hosted ministry by ministry. Okay, maybe a few ministries will get together and facilitate it together, and that's fine. But usually it's kind of one ministry hosts and facilitates a Great Commission seminar, and then another one does, and then another one does, and then another one does. So the way that the Great Commission seminar works is it's standardized. Okay, so what we mean by that is it's the same, relatively speaking, in every place that it's hosted or that it's facilitated. And the reason why it's been set up like this is this allows for the greatest measure of reproducibility. Okay? We want to see the Great Commission seminar reproduced across local ministries within a particular district of a denomination or a particular area of a church network or a particular region of a nation, again, within a particular denominational framework. Okay? So that's why it's standardized. Okay? So if you participate in a Great Commission seminar in this church and then over in this church, it won't be exactly the same, but it will be similar. The teaching and the content and all these things will be the same place to place. Now, one of the unique things about the Great Commission Seminar is the way that it combines both foundational information related to mission, so foundational mission information, but it also provides practical and strategic insights for a local church as well as an individual believer to develop vibrant mission understanding and even vibrant mission vision. So yes, it's got foundational mission information. We talk about what is the Great Commission from Jesus's perspective in the Gospels, the four Gospels. So we give background related to foundational and fundamental mission information, but we don't just leave it there, okay? Because we know that people, when they hear this fundamental mission information, they often get inspired. And then they want to say, well, what can I do about this? I've never thought about my involvement or my role or what I can possibly do. And so the seminar combines the fundamental mission information with practical and then strategic insights for how a local ministry can develop vibrant mission vision, or an individual believer, how they also might be able to develop a vibrant mission vision. And so the Great Commission Seminar is based around really four foundational teaching sessions. And we're going to look at what those four are in a little bit. But each one of these four is designed to expose participants to, again, foundational, fundamental truths related to the Great Commission. Much of this information is going to be new for a lot of these believers. And that isn't because we're coming up with some new information related to the Great Commission, but it's because so much of the body of Christ, believers we mean, actually have a diminishing view or understanding related to what the Great Commission is. And so research has actually been done on this, and there's a lowering percentage of believers across the body of Christ that can even explain or define what the Great Commission is. That number is going down, 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 and down. 30-40% only of all believers can even tell us what the Great Commission that Jesus gave as his last command, his last encouragements, his last words. Most believers are not even aware of what those words really mean. And so because of this, there's a big, big need to provide this foundational content while also inspiring believers and corporate churches to play their roles, to identify their roles, to understand what their calling is in the Great Commission. And again, that calling is for every believer, not necessarily as frontline message bearers among unreached peoples, but that calling is for every believer to contribute and to play a role in some way in the Great Commission. Now, a primary goal of the Great Commission seminars is to challenge the local ministry that is hosting the event and maybe any of the other ministries that are representing other local ministries that might participate together, in the Great Commission Seminar. A primary goal is to challenge these individual local ministries to be activated as what we call these Great Commission Ministries. And these Great Commission Ministries, we're going to give them at every Great Commission seminar a challenge, an encouragement that they as a local church can and ought to be operating and functioning and activated as a Great Commission-oriented ministry. And what this basically means is they are committing to implement tools, mobilization tools within the life of their fellowships that will educate, inspire, and activate their local church members within the Great Commission in an ongoing way. Not in just a one-off missions message related to the Great Commission. No, no, no. That's not going to cut it. It's implementing tools into the life of their individual fellowship, right? Mobilization tools that will, over a period of time, cause all the believers or a majority of the believers in that local ministry to move together on the journey of understanding the Great Commission. So the seminar doesn't just exist for itself. We're not interested in just giving a little bit of information, one-day seminar, teach a little, a few items about the Great Commission, and then move on. No, that's not the point. The point is actually through the seminar, individual ministries will be inspired and they will commit themselves. That the leadership teams, the pastor and the local ministry leadership teams that are maybe at this seminar as well, they will say, hey, we want to do this. They're going to learn about how to do it, and then the church as a whole will be inspired to do it. And then following the seminar, they can begin to take the steps towards being and operating or functioning, we could say, as one of these Great Commission ministries. So the idea is host a Great Commission seminar one day, and through that, see churches launched on the journey of over many, many years functioning as a Great Commission ministry, all right? So the overall objectives of this Great Commission seminar, these one-day seminars, there's three objectives related to these seminars, okay? First, we want to inspire, educate, and then activate leaders and believers, so local ministry leaders, and then church members within that local fellowship to value the Great Commission, okay? Inspire, educate, and activate believers and leaders to value and understand the Great Commission. Many believers don't value it today, partly again because they don't understand it. Okay? And so through these seminars, we want to give them some information that will enable them to value the Great Commission. Okay? Second objective is we want to equip and engage leaders as well as believers with practical, proven tools for mobilizing their local ministries in the Great Commission, okay? So again, not just a nice seminar with information and then send them on their way. No, we want to send them on their way with proven, practical tools that they can implement and utilize and put into the life of their local ministry fellowship, all right? So that's the second objective of the Great Commission seminar, to give leaders and believers tools that they can now use to influence their body, their church, their campus ministry fellowship, all right? And then the third overall objective of the Great Commission Seminar is, like we've already said, to multiply local churches and ministries that are functioning, that are operating as these Great Commission centered ministries. What we basically mean by that is putting the Great Commission into the life and emphasizing it, prioritizing it, not just having it be over on the side somewhere. So those are the three overall objectives of Great Commission seminars. Now there's also some further benefits of the Great Commission seminars, and I just want to highlight a few of these. So these seminars also, they serve to provide many benefits actually. Many benefits for individual believers and then also for local ministries corporately, all right? And these are beyond the objectives that I just highlighted. So a few of the benefits include the first one here, a clear biblical grasp of our calling in the Great Commission. Again, because so many believers don't know and they don't understand what the Great Commission is. Well, we want to not just give our opinion on the Great Commission. We want to go back to what Jesus said in the four Gospels. What is the biblical understanding or foundation that is necessary for the whole body of Christ to grasp our calling in the Great Commission? Well, that's a huge benefit that comes out of these Great Commission seminars. A second benefit is understanding the current status of the Great Commission. The current status of the Great Commission. Well, how far have we come? We talk about fulfilling the Great Commission. Well, how far along are we in that? We need to know that. All right. So that's why we want to talk about the current status of the Great Commission. And so the Great Commission seminar does that. We have a whole session focused on the status of the Great Commission globally. All right. So that's a huge benefit. Another benefit for local ministries and even believers is effective tools, to provide effective tools to empower individuals, but more than individuals, to empower an entire local ministry to mobilize, equip, and send laborers from their church into the global harvest. So those are just a few benefits, all right? Now, I mentioned earlier that there are four teaching sessions in the Great Commission seminar. I want to highlight what those sessions are very, very quickly. I've already alluded to them, but so that we can be clear what these four sessions, these teaching sessions are. And again, they're always the same. Okay, it's a standardized, reproducible type seminar with PowerPoints that we've developed, and we will enable leaders, and I'll get to that in a moment, who can facilitate these Great Commission seminars. So the four teaching sessions, the first one is, what is the Great Commission according to Jesus? According to the four Gospels. Did you know that there's more than just the one Great Commission passage in Matthew 28 that we're all so familiar with? Okay, everybody knows that one. But actually, there is a Great Commission passage in Mark and Luke and John, and then also in the book of Acts. Okay, and so we want to look at all of those differing passages from the mouth of Jesus himself, because he actually says different things in each one. So if we just listen to Matthew, we miss out on the commission to Luke that he highlighted in the book of Luke. Okay, so we want all four of these gospel commissions. We need to study them in order to understand our big picture mandate according to Jesus as the body of Christ. The second teaching session then is, I mentioned this a moment ago, the current status of the Great Commission. Okay, so looking at trends, how far we've come, what is still remaining in the Great Commission? Who are the unreached people groups? We use some of these terms in mission circles that we understand, but most believers, again, they don't understand this terminology. Okay, so we want to teach them about the current status of the Great Commission. And then a third teaching session is what we call becoming a Great Commission ministry. So that's where we pivot a little bit from teaching about what the Bible says related to the Great Commission, and then about the current status of the Great Commission. Those are more information-based sessions. Now we move into a very, very practical session, how you, as a local fellowship, a local church, a local campus ministry group, can actually become a Great Commission ministry. So I like to call that third session really the meat of the seminar, because it's where the inspiration happens. It's where you go, okay, I've heard all this inspiring information. Now what do I do with it? How can I be involved in mobilization, and what's my primary role? Okay, and that leads us to the fourth teaching session, which is about the six primary roles in the Great Commission, that every believer has at least one of these. Every believer is meant to function in at least one of these six that we highlight in that teaching session. And I love that session because it brings it home to every believer who might say, well, I'm not a missionary. That's okay. You still have a role. Well, what's my role? I've never heard of anything other than the person that goes as the missionary. No, there are many different roles, and we all must play our different parts in order to see the kingdom of God advanced among all the ethnic peoples and eventually the fulfillment of the Great Commission. Now, a very common question that we have related to these Great Commission seminars is, who facilitates them? Okay, is it our GMMI team in Chiang Mai that goes out? No, absolutely not. Okay, so who facilitates these Great Commission seminars? So because of how GMMI operates, we collaborate with denominations and church networks to see mobilization tools and strategies implemented within these denominational frameworks, which the goal and the purpose is throughout a whole denominational framework potentially over time that every local ministry and every local church within that denominational framework can be influenced for the sake of the Great Commission. So because of that's how we go about the work of GMMI collaborating with denominations in different countries around the world, the way that we've set up these Great Commission seminars is that each particular denomination that we collaborate with encourages leaders that are within their leadership framework of their denomination. Those leaders then are trained to facilitate these Great Commission seminars, maybe in a particular region or a particular area of the denomination as a whole. All right, so let me summarize that. A denomination or a church network that we are collaborated with, they actually say, well, this leader over here is already in kind of a leadership role related to mission, and so I think they would be a good, suitable candidate to be the one that reproduces these Great Commission seminars in different ways across our denomination. Okay, so what we call these leaders, because we needed to kind of come up with a term for them, is mobilization coordinators. Okay, so these leaders within denominations are called mobilization coordinators. And so these mobilization coordinators, they need to be trained. Okay, because again, we said these Great Commission seminars, the one-day seminar is a standardized, reproducible seminar, so they need to be trained in how to go about facilitating these. The way that we train them is that they go through an online course that GMMI has developed called the Mobilization Coordinator Training Course. The Mobilization Coordinator Training Course. It's an online course. They can take it in their own, at their own pace, and go through all the sessions completely on their own. And through this online course, they are actually taught how to implement the Great Commission seminars. And they're also provided all the materials necessary. I mentioned the PowerPoints. There's many other materials. There's the schedules and many other things that are included or that are necessary to facilitate these and to reproduce these. And so they're taught how to do the seminars. They're provided with all the tools in order, the materials necessary to reproduce them again then across local churches within their own denominational setting. Okay, and we found this is very, very effective because they already have the trusted relationships within their own denominational framework. It's not somebody from this denomination or this parachurch group coming to this parachurch group where they don't know, or this denominational group where they don't know one another. They're all underneath a denominational framework already. So mobilization coordinators then are leaders within a particular denominational structure. And they're often in roles of like an area mission director. Okay, so if your national denomination maybe is broken down into regions and areas of a country, right? Well, these leaders then, they're likely like an area or a district or a regional mission director. And there's that role is maybe it's called evangelism director. That role already exists for most denominational frameworks, okay? So that is a perfect leader that denominations then can say, yeah, they're already kind of in this role. They can do this. They can take on these Great Commission seminars and reproduce them across our denomination. All right, and so one of the reasons why it's helpful to have these particular type leaders, these mission directors or evangelism directors or area directors or regional directors, whatever, the reason why it's so helpful to have them doing it is because they already possess some mission vision. Okay? Now, all of us need to grow constantly in our mission vision. We should all be going deeper in what the Word says about mission, in our practical understanding about global cross-cultural mission. So even if leaders have a little bit of understanding, we constantly want to encourage them to be growing in that vision, to be deepening in it, and to having it broadened as well. But they already have a little bit. Okay, so they're a step ahead of a lot of the other leaders within their own denominational framework because they already have a little mission understanding and vision. And they also already have, as we mentioned a moment ago, trust relationships across their area or region or district with the different local church leaders, the local ministry leaders. And so working with those leaders to reproduce these Great Commission seminars, it's not too difficult. Because they already know them. They're part of the same denominational framework. They're part of the same area framework. They know each other. They're colleagues already in ministry. And so it really cuts down on a lot of the barriers. And so what mobilization coordinators do, these leaders that are handpicked by the denomination within each region or area of a denomination, what they do is they facilitate Great Commission seminars in addition to their other responsibilities within their church, okay? So the mobilization coordinator role is not a full-time role. They're not taking this role instead of doing the other roles that they're already involved in. No, this is an add-on because we believe it won't take too much time, but implementing these Great Commission seminars will be a huge boost, a huge influence to Great Commission understanding and engagement and involvement across your denomination. Okay, so it's not a full-time role. And what they also do, in addition to reproducing the seminar itself, the one-day seminar, they then also come alongside these local churches that are committing. You remember, the seminar isn't just to gather information. The seminar is meant to inspire a local church to say, we want to be a Great Commission ministry. And so these mobilization coordinators, they also come alongside the pastors and those local ministries that are making this commitment and stepping out on the journey as a Great Commission ministry. They are coaching them. They are mentoring them. They're coming alongside of them. When problems arise, they help them think through. They help them pray through. How can your local church be more functioning in this Great Commission type way? And so as I close this episode, I want to just invite you to consider the impact. And kind of, I want us to dream for just a moment as we close. Dream of the impact of hundreds and maybe even thousands of these one-day Great Commission seminars taking place across your specific church denomination or network, okay? Seeing these one-day seminars by the hundreds, maybe even by the thousands, okay, reproduced across your denominational framework. The ripple effect of seeing this happen will be just off the charts. Okay, the influence of seeing individual believers and then whole local ministries that will be inspired and educated and activated to say, yes, we want to get involved in this Great Commission thing. No, we're not a frontline missionary, but this is our role. But along that line, let me guarantee something. If you will do this, you will see also a lot more message bearers, the frontline church planters among unreached people groups that God wants to raise up. We need all of the roles increased, even many, many more message bearers that are serving among unreached people groups. So it's inspiring, it's exciting. We need these seminars. This is a great tool. But I also want you to think about, as we close, who maybe mobilization coordinator type people are. Leaders that you might, colleagues of yours even, that you have relationships with, that maybe God, by the Holy Spirit, is saying, I think this person would be a great mobilization coordinator to reproduce these Great Commission seminars within our denominational framework. So I want to encourage you, if people are coming to your mind related to this, go to globalmmi.net. That's our website, globalmmi.net, where you can learn more about mobilization coordinators, learn more about this online training course, the mobilization coordinator training that we do for these leaders, training them online how to do these seminars, and then providing all the materials that they need. All right. And also on the website, you can learn more about facilitating these Great Commission seminars in your own local church settings. Amen. Let me close us in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you, by your Spirit, are mobilizing your global church for mission. Lord, we are living in an exciting, in a fantastic time where the Spirit of God is beginning to emphasize, Lord, this work of mission mobilization within denominations and church networks and organizations. Lord, these seminars and even these mobilization coordinators, Lord, these are first fruits in that direction. And so we're asking, Father, that you would anoint this seminar, Lord, and that you would see many denominations who say, yes, we want to pursue these. We want to raise up mobilization coordinators who will be trained in how to reproduce these within our own church networks, within our own denominational settings. Father, you are the Lord of the harvest, and you are the one that is able to raise up this mobilization vision and use these seminars for your glory's sake. Father, we ask you to do so. We thank you for it today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. The Lord bless you today.
To listen to more Mission Mobilization Chats, subscribe on YouTube or go to globalmmi.net.